Thunder Bay. Anishinaabe Aski Nation Grand Chief Alvin Fittler is expressing his heartfelt condolences following the passing of former Deputy Grand Chief Terry Waboose, who died on March 1 at the age of 59. "We are very saddened to learn that our friend and colleague has left us and begun his journey to the spirit world," Fittler said in a media release. "Our prayers and condolences are with his family, friends, and the entire community of Ibamatung First Nation. Terry dedicated his career to improving the quality of life for all members of NAN First Nations." Fittler called Waboose a strong advocate for education, improved living conditions and customary care for children and youth. "He led the social services portfolio for many years and advocated for the development of an integrated provincial strategy for prevention and support services for fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. Working with a dedicated committee of NAN chiefs and the board of directors, he was instrumental in their efforts to secure official designation of Kunawanimano Child and Family Services as a Children's Aid Society in 2015. Waboose was first elected to the Executive Council in 2006 following 7 years of service with NAN in a variety of positions, including NAN's first Governance Secretariat Director. He was re-elected as Deputy Grand Chief in 2009 and elected again in 2015. Prior to NAN, Waboose served as a policy analyst at Mattawa First Nations Management and worked on resource development at Windigo First Nations Council. Waboose was raised in Miminiska, roughly 35 miles upstream from Ibamatung along the Albany River, and attended public school in Sioux Lookout. As a youngster, he gained a deep appreciation for the land from his parents and grandparents. Funeral arrangements have yet to be announced.